Next up is James Cody.
Thank you, Senator. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
We sure can.
All right. Well, good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is James Cody, and I'm here today on behalf of Resource Lewiston, which has been subject to a lot of this morning's discussion. I'll be brief in my remarks. You're going to hear from Greg Leahy of Resource Lewiston directly in a little bit. But I just thought it might be helpful to weigh in. I was one of the stakeholders involved in coordinating the discussions between the Department of Environmental Protection, other solid waste interests, Resource, Casella, and many others over the course of the 129th legislature. That dialogue, that discussion with the department in trying to get to a solution, which became Public Law 619, took about 18 months. And I won't convey to you that it was perfect for any one side. I think everybody walked away with benefits, and I think everybody probably walked away with some concerns as well. But the byproduct of those discussions was a unanimous report out of this committee last year, and a law that helps increase the recycling thresholds that we're seeing at Lewiston to the benefit of our solid waste goals generally here in Maine. That dialogue respected the state's solid waste hierarchy. It sought to help alleviate and achieve some resolution to some issues that the DEP has, specifically an example being the recycling of glass. Right now, we know that there are not markets for glass, and so the state has struggled to find a way to dispose of glass in a productive manner. Resource sat at the table for the better part of 18 months, productively, collaboratively, trying to get to a solution that made them step up. They understood that they had to do that, but it also protected the interests of the municipalities like the city of Lewiston and many others who have a role in this dialogue and in this policy. Respectfully, I don't think it comes as any surprise that we're here in opposition today. And I do just want to say I recognize that Senator Carney and other co-sponsors are very thoughtful policymakers, and but we would encourage at the end of the day to let chapters or Public Law 619 do its work. Let's measure its progress, see where it goes. ReEnergy Resource Lewiston has already made commitments and gotten approvals to make those improvements at the facility, and we have time. There's a 2024 date in statute now that will force the review of these changes and allow us to measure progress and, if needed, to make changes in the near future. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. The last thing that I would say is as somebody pointed out just previously, it is so imperative that solid waste policy be durable so that companies can achieve what the state wants them to achieve in a way that's economical and of most benefit to the people of Maine and our environment. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions from the committee? Just right on time. Well done. Any questions from the committee? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.